For Anne Vonk, one day in the summer of 2015 changed how she looked at her business. Vonk, who works in sales at the Hilton Garden Inn in Benton Harbor, says she thinks her staff is on top of nearly everything happening inside the hotel. But on this particular day, she found herself dealing with a situation she knew nothing about. Her housekeeping supervisor alerted her to a certain man in the hotel, and all of his strange behaviors made her realize something. This man could be a human trafficker.
It's kind of unreal because, you know, here we are all walking around very normal, and to know that on the other side of a closed door that there's such horrible, atrocious things going on. I mean, it's just very distressing.
Vonk says the hotel followed all of the recommended steps for dealing with trafficking, letting the police know about the incident, not confronting anyone. But at the end of the experience, she looked back and couldn't believe that this was happening in her own hotel.
We do things to help people. You know, we walk in the breast cancer walk, and we walk in the Alzheimer's walk, and we plant a tree for Earth Day. I mean, we're positive people. And to have that happening under your own roof, you know, where you feel an ownership of it, that it was extremely distressing.
According to the National Human Trafficking Resource Center, 114 cases were reported in Michigan in the first 9 months of 2015 alone. Almost 10% of those cases occurred in hotels and motels. It's those high numbers that recently brought together two groups, the Southwest Michigan Human Trafficking Task Force and the Michigan Lodging and Tourism Association. The groups are partnering with a national organization called the Safe Action Project to stop human trafficking in Michigan by putting the focus on the tourism industry. MLTA President Steve Yankich says he sees the partnership as a moral obligation from the industry.
Our adoption of the Safe Action Project is our industry's attempt to really do what we can from our perspective to reduce the incidence of human trafficking.
Okay. So we're going to go through this PowerPoint, then we're going to log in.
The partnership began earlier this month with the launch of a pilot program in Berrien County. The program is starting out small, with just a few hotel owners from the Benton Harbor area getting trained in a local Hilton hotel. Savannah Sanders, a training coordinator with the Safe Action Project, is beamed in by video from Arizona. She talks through the ins and outs of human trafficking with the hotel owners. Many are shocked to learn about just how widespread human trafficking is across the country, and just how easy it is to find trafficking online. But Sanders explains that it's manageable.
What our hope is that that report will help the next report, which will help the next report. And we have seen it be pretty effective in recovering several victims who have been at hotels with traffickers and have left that hotel and went to another hotel. So it's really important that you're not afraid to make any reports, because if it's something that's not going to end in an investigation, it's still going to help.
The program works by the Safe Action Project training hotel managers and supervisors. Then they train their housekeepers, front desk workers, and kitchen staff. And Sanders says the training isn't lengthy. There are just a few videos, each tailored to a different job, like this one for housekeepers.
When there are multiple warning signs involving the same person or group of people, that's when we need you to bring it to the attention of your supervisors.
Each video lays out warning signs of human trafficking and offers procedures on where to go.
Since you routinely service the rooms at your property, you are in a unique position to see and report warning signs happening inside the rooms.
Sanders says because the program isn't trying to turn these staff members into experts, it can train everyone quickly. And that's needed in a field like the lodging industry, where maids and bellboys don't have the time to sit down for 2 hours and take notes. But there still are some worries. Even with so many hotels getting trained, some owners say that police need to get training too. Anne Vonk from the Hilton, who we heard from earlier, says she saw that firsthand. She wanted the police to investigate the potential trafficker at her hotel. WMUK contacted the Benton Township Police Department for more details, but they said that without an official charge of human trafficking, they couldn't locate the exact case. However, Vonk says when she called the police, they said their hands were tied. They couldn't get a search warrant to go inside.
It was just, it wasn't resolved well at all. And so they ended up checking out and went their merry way. And we, like I said, we just felt very helpless.
Sanders with the Safe Action Project says getting everyone on board, law enforcement, businesses, state officials, healthcare workers, is still a big goal that will likely take decades to reach. But Sanders says she's thrilled that the issue has become such a priority in the industry. She says the Safe Action Project only started in 2014, but already 9 states are using it. Kathy Knopf, the founder of the Southwest Michigan Human Trafficking Task Force, says she doesn't expect the new program to suddenly uncover every incident of human trafficking in Michigan. But she hopes that by working together with businesses, they can cast a wide net to keep trafficking at bay. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.